When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey there.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, the Coffin, California.
Hello, Oklahoma.
No matter how bad you think things are, these
Hello,
two think they can get
Neverland.
Worse. So musicals have been coming around lately. It must be musical season, spring, you know, people are getting their creativity up in the air. So I thought we'd talk about some musicals that I've enjoyed over time and some that maybe weren't as enjoyable but should still be mentioned. We'll start off with one of the latter, West Side Story. Nothing went wrong with West Side Story. It's just a remake of Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yeah, I think this is one of the best musicals to come out of the Free Side of Berlin and Germany.
What?
Yeah, West Side Story, about how the people who wanted to get over to the west side of Berlin, they sewed that giant balloon out of the leftover scraps from the fabric factory till they made their own hot air balloon and then flew to freedom to escape from Soviet Russia.
And like the people that tunneled under the wall, and there was like the snapping to like distract the guards by the people that stayed behind.
Yeah.
I don't think we were watching the same musical. Okay, how did the Jets tie into your story?
Oh, I mean, they were a symbol of the freedom that America had, and also the oppression of the Russians. So if you had the Jets with the white and blue stars, then those were the Americans, those were good. If you had the Jets with the red stars on them, those were bad.
Yeah.
What about the Sharks?
The Sharks.
Oh, well, Sharks are just, they were in the ocean.
Yeah.
The,
I think
there's an ocean in Berlin?
Yes.
I think they tried to put like a shark tank in between the walls before they switched to dogs.
Oh, right. Is that when they put lasers on the tops of them?
It was like a shark pit, right? Like it would like open up and then people would fall in and there was the sharks with the lasers and like, I'll get you next time, Mr. Bond.
By every measure of the imagination, this was a hard musical to produce because of the intensity of the sets there.
Right. It's probably why it hasn't done very well.
I imagine the costuming would be quite well.
Yeah, I mean, putting a dog costume on a shark is hard work.
That's a heck of a shark wrangling, that's for sure. Okay. That threw me off my game. Let's go to Cats.
Have you ever had Cat Scratch Fever there?
What?
You know, Cat Scratch Fever. Classic Ted Nugent song.
I think you have to hum a bar for me fully understand.
That was a Ted Nugent musical?
Yeah, it was Ted Nugent musical. It was with the cats, and there was something about like memories of like when America was great, and then like we're gonna make America great again. But then, like, people got scratched by the cats, and everybody died because.
No.
You can't make America great again. No.
Wait, how did Cats have anything to do with this?
Well, it's this the theme song, Cat Scratch Fever, is like a metaphor for like politics or something.
Yeah, and with all the makeup that they used in the musical, we know there's probably skin conditions, the Noxzema to remove it was probably super expensive. It's one of those things where, like, the production values are super high for, like, the Broadway run of the show. But, you know, if that goes off Broadway, it's just going to be disappointing. And people are going to use, like, leopard print snuggies instead of real cat leotards from fine cat leotard producers.
And they just can't reproduce that same cat hair feel, I suppose.
No, you can't. And, you know, if you are traveling around in that and you were to say, like, rip your costume or something, like, getting that repaired would cost a lot of money. Because I don't know if you've ever tried to groom, like, to shave a cat to,
It's hard.
Get the hair off so that you can make the authentic cat hair costumes. But, like, cats, they don't really like so much when you come at them with shears.
It's true. Not very many things do.
I don't know, sheep kind of like
Yeah, sheep do, because they're
hot.
Yeah. But they don't have a musical called Sheep.
So, yet. You know, useless.
They don't. Just put people to sleep, most likely. They'd be too busy counting them. Phantom of the Opera. That's an odd anti-hero movie, I suppose. Wait, anti-hero movie?
Yeah, that's Nice Guy the Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was nice to you and taught you music, so you should have sex with me and love me forever. Which is creepy.
Yeah, and it sends a horrible message. I mean, if you think about it, as we've been telling generations of musical fans, like, it's cool to basically, like, gaslight somebody.
I just enjoy viewing him as the villain, because that's pretty much what he is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's become a role model. And, you know, you can tell because when you go out on Halloween, there's just a lot of young boys
dressed as the Phantom. That makes sense. Ted Cruz doesn't know how to touch people. The Phantom didn't know how to touch people. It all ties together now.
Yes.
It does.
When Ted Cruz was raised underneath the Canadian Opera House before coming to America, he learned some horrible things from his role model, the Phantom of the Toronto Opera. Or where should we fact check that?
I don't know.
I feel we can leave that one with a pin in it, and we can move on to the Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
The musical of where you just have lots of rocks.
I have only seen Pet Rock of Ages, which is the kid version.
You gotta see the adult version sometime. It's quite good.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I felt like the other one was very derivative of VeggieTales, but less digestible for children.
Yeah, they move off the pebble view and they go more into the avalanche type of activities. Like what all rocks want to do when they grow up.
Okay.
Do they want to rock, Jeff? Do they want to rock and roll all night?
Yeah, they
do. Well, but how do they feel about partying?
They want to party every day.
Is that an everyday activity, though? I feel like that would be tiring.
It would be tiring, and it's not good for your liver.
Keep going.
Well, yeah, rocks don't have livers.
They have endurance.
Oh, well, that makes me feel like I need to get rid of this pet rock. I don't think it's really a rock.
Are you sure? Did it piddle? Because then you got a problem.
Well, it's been drinking a lot of liquor and sitting in the corner, but I think it's getting bigger.
So, do you have a troll?
I might have a troll.
They're normally mistaken for rocks, because they turn into rocks in the daylight.
I saw that movie, what was it, with the Let It Go, and there was trolls in that, and they were rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that movie was about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Ice Pirates, right?
Ice Pirates 2.
The Rockin' Ain't.
I have not seen Ice Pirates 2.
Yes.
That's on the list.
Yeah, it's great. You should check it out.
I mean, to be fair, the finale was the best in my mind.
Yeah, the soundtrack and the sing-along opportunities, mm-hmm. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Just very well orchestrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finishing with another excellently orchestrated musical, Wicked.
Wicked. That's totally one of my favorite British musicals of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a very strong choice to use one word for all the songs throughout the movie. The musical. But
it's okay. We all know that good musicals get turned into movies eventually.
I feel like it's tricky for the touring cast to say Wicked with the right Wicked that you would get from the original cast in the West End. And so I think the people that are seeing it in later reviews or smaller theaters without the original British cast are going to lose some of the elements that made Wicked such a great movie. I mean, yeah, musical.
You know, I can tell you, like, Wicked actually came to Idaho, and the production was great.
So. Oh, really? That's amazing.
Yeah.
How did they get the punk costumes done well?
Well, I mean, you know, we're a little behind the times here, so basically it's, like, you know, 19-whatever in Idaho still.
Whoa.
19-whatever. Yeah. That was an interesting time period.
It was. Like, I mean, you've got some people still wandering around in flapper costumes. I mean, basically, it's just, like, the entire 1900s all at once all in Idaho on right now.
Together.
Well, I'm glad that it's not the 18-whatever. I mean...
Yeah, no,
you're ahead a whole century now.
I prefer this. It gives me, I can wear pants without people giving me the look or anything like that. It's fine.
Can you vote?
I can vote as long as I, you know, am voting for like one of the Idaho approved candidates. So it's a limited choice.
But at least you don't have to have a male family member accompany you to vote, correct?
Oh, no, I still have to have that.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, we need to end on an upper. So... How did you enjoy the fight scene in Wicked?
It was a great fight, you know? I thought that it was really great how they like, threw that one punch, and then there was the kick.
Oh,
and
the then, kick was amazing.
Yeah, like, the
And then the
big,
fall.
Big, oh. Yeah, the fall in the bucket of water.
Like, and the glitter.
Like, there the glitter was an excellent fountain touch. Explosion, which was quite amazing.
I also really liked the rubber chickens, because... I just like seeing people get hit with rubber chickens.
Oh, yeah, like the ones that you, like, squeeze together that scream afterwards, that they were ahead of their time when they were using those before the internet got them.
It's so weird that, like, you watch this play, this musical called Wicked, and you know that all the words are wicked, but when you are seeing that fight scene, the first thing that pops in your head is still just wicked. This is wicked. And the fact that they... that... All of the design and the set design and the programming and the book and the words and the lyrics and the music, all of it came together to totally embody Wicked. That's amazing that that happened. I am less than hopeful that it would get pulled off again, but I'm a pessimist. I think that that's, we can't have a Wicked revival.
The director just has to find their own word for another story to tell.
Totally.
Right. Well, I mean, when you have something perfect like that, like, what are you going to do? Like, there's no follow-up, and that's tragic.
You accept it, and we find new stories. Because you can't sit on the same story forever.
Well, I guess that's what makes musicals different than Hollywood.
It's true. But that's all the time we have for tonight, so why don't you give our audience your fond farewells?
Good night, guys. I'm super bitter that I can't see Hamilton, and so I hate all musicals now.
Good night. I've seen a musical, and I will see another musical soon, and I like songs and music, and if songs and music bring you happiness, then I hope you have lots of happiness until you die, because definitely don't forget that you're going to die, because that's kind of the message of this podcast, usually. And if you don't die, then other people will. Good night.
Thanks for listening.